This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, more grisly news, this time from London, where it's now been confirmed that the man brutally hacked to death by two attackers carrying machetes was a serving British soldier. Debate is now underway in the UK whether to raise the country's terrorism threat level. This all follows a shocking murder carried out by suspects shouting jihadist slogans in southeast London. Now, according to one eyewitness, the two people who murdered the soldier acted like they wanted to get caught. Here's an eyewitness, Joe Tallant, speaking to the BBC. Listen.
They could have easily got away from that, from the space that the police come. They could have just walked off, gone about their business, and then got caught later. But they were just walking around the body like they was wanting the police to come and get it.
That's eyewitness Joe Tallant speaking to the BBC. The concern now is whether Wednesday's assault near an army barracks could lead to more attacks. Joining us is Leslie Ashmal, a BBC reporter, BBC Radio 5 reporter. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. Well, authorities there have described this as an act of terror. What do we know about the attackers at this point that points to that?
You know, like the Boston Marathon, this has just absolutely appalled London. We don't know a very great deal about the men responsible yet. We know that they carried out this brutal and brazen attack in broad daylight, 2:30 in the afternoon. And as you say, it seems like they wanted to get caught. They drove their car up onto a pavement, knocking down this man we know now is a soldier. He was wearing a Help for Heroes t-shirt. That's a charity which supports the armed forces here. He was run over, they got out, and, you know, they hacked him to death in front of, you know, hundreds of shoppers. This is one of London's busiest roads. It's very close to a school. It is very close to the army barracks. And then they hung around. I mean, you may have seen footage on the internet. They're shouting to people. They're shouting to people to film them, to take their photographs. They wanted their message to get across, they said. They kept saying, "We're very sorry women and children had to see this, but in our country, this is what happens, and women and children have to see it there too." Now, we don't really know much about them. Truth be known, we think they're from Nigerian origin, but we think they have been brought up and lived in London. One of them has quite a clear South London accent, so we don't know a great deal. The police did shoot them. One of them's in quite a serious condition in hospital. They're both under armed guard. And as I understand it, the intelligence services are hoping to speak to them later on today.
There's no reason to believe that the soldier who was murdered was specifically targeted, that he was just a target perhaps of a broader agenda, I take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's correct. It was very near a very large army barracks. In fact, actually, Woolwich is where the shooting took place at the London Olympics, as the shooting sport, because there's such a big association with the army and with the artillery in that part of London. There used to be a foundry there which made guns way back into the 17th and 18th century. So it's a very famous kind of army site there, and it wouldn't have been too hard to find a military personnel in that area. And it does seem on the face of it, certainly, that they have just waited to find a victim.
Leslie Ashnall, before we let you go, there has to be fear in the community and across London that this kind of attack could be repeated.
They've stepped up security at all the army barracks, and I think people are just being very British about it, stiff upper lip, getting on with it, just as they did in Boston.
A grisly attack, more grisly news, this time from London, of an attack by two people on a British Army soldier, leaving him dead in the street. Leslie Ashmal, BBC Radio 5 live reporter, thank you for the update.
No problem.
We appreciate it.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.